My name is Jason Vance. From where I am standing today, it has been a windy, bumpy, curvy, and broken road to get where I am. My earliest memories of church was in the Catholic Church, and I was about 3. My grandfather took me to church. I remember standing, sitting, kneeling, repeating over and over again. Boy, was I tired. I also remember sitting there and everybody going to get crackers and special juice, and I couldn't. I was also told you have to be baptized. The word baptized was a very foreign word, and I just accepted the answer and had crackers and juice when I got home. To make a long story short, I was not raised in a spiritual home. It was not encouraged or really brought up. It was not made to be important. I always had a want for this part of my life, but really no one to feed me or encourage me to do so. I attended a Methodist church with my grandma off and on as a teenager. As I grew older, I still had a desire to know God and felt his presence, but ignored it. I let the world run my life and what others thought rule and dictate my actions instead of going with what my heart truly wanted. My adult life, I have went through lots of ups and downs, trials and tribulations, and broken relationships. I went through a lot, and many of these did not follow what the Bible tells us, how to live or act towards others. During some of these times, I finally grew closer to God and was baptized as an adult in a Presbyterian church in 2011. Yes, it took me 38 years, but I finally was baptized. Better late than never, right? I felt close to God finally and was walking a Christian life. During one of my trials and tribulations, I had to leave the church I was baptized in and return to Michigan to live. I struggled to find a church home. I didn't find anything that clicked with me. I felt like the Christian Lone Ranger. What I can tell you is God is always there. He never leaves you. He knows what you need and who you need to seek him. Sometimes he just intervenes and you see his plan unfold right before your very eyes. In September of 2017, by fate and God's grace, I met a special person and family that helped me here today. Terry and the Roberts family have been an instrumental part of me finding this church and reintroducing me to the Catholic Church. I pestered Terry for several months to come to church with her. I think she was tired of me asking and finally gave in on Easter Sunday 2018. The immediate feeling I got when coming into church was a feeling of belonging. There was a strong sense of family here at St. John's. I attended for a couple of months, checking it out and getting further feeling about the church. I knew this is where I wanted to be. I wanted to become a part of the Catholic Church. Thank you, Terry, Maddie, Josie, Grant, and Grace for all your support during this process. Let's further talk about God and him knowing who you need in your life to seek him further. First, there's Father Andrew. What can I say? You are one of God's shepherds, and you make everyone you come in contact feel special, heard, and valued. You have a mind like a steel trap. You do not forget names or faces. He knows and remembers everyone. During the Eucharist, he always said, Jason Andrew, the body of Christ, just amazing and special. Thank you, Father Andrew, for being the leader of our church and all you pour into us day after day. I always liked my name, but I have a true extra fondness for my middle name now. Elaine, you were instrumental in getting me where I am today. The RCIA program is a labor of your love for God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. You're an amazing woman, and your love for God shines through in all you do. Thank you for all you did for me through this whole process. The RCIA team, Gary, Loretta, Joyce, Debbie, Mary, and the whole team, thank you for preparing each week and teaching us more about what a true Catholic is. Your efforts are truly appreciated and will always be remembered. When I think of all that was taught to us in the Catholic faith through the RCIA and St. John's, it was overwhelming in a good way. I will use the word Catholic and give you a word for each letter of the word Catholic to show some things you helped us more deeply understand. C for Christ, A for accountability to God in the church, T for the Trinity, H for Holy Communion, O for Old and New Testaments, L for the Lord's Prayer, I for Immaculate Conception, and C for commitment. The one word that really stood out to me and made me decide to join the church is accountability. The level of accountability of our church brings us closer in our relationship with God. It keeps us on the right track and gives us a guideline of how to live our lives and how to treat others. I want to specifically thank Chris, Ralph, and Butch, who have been by my side through my entire RCIA experience. God knew I needed men like you in my life, and I am honored to call you brothers in Christ. I am honored to be a part of this church, and I'm honored to have such a huge church family. My son Jason is here today, and it is my full heart's desire for you to learn about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I want to be a role model for you and your sisters on how to live a true Christian lifestyle. I didn't start very strong, but I plan to finish that way. Thank you, everyone, and have a blessed day.